This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
And welcome to another Tuesday evening on The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle Clark, and I have my sidekick here.
Hola, John P. Wintle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you again.
It's absolutely awesome to be back in Studio 3 again.
Oh, that's good. And we've got our favourite friend, Tanya, back. Hello.
I'd love to say hi, but my mic wasn't on.
That's awkward.
Here I am.
We'll get it together.
Did John just say hi to himself?
Probably.
No, and hola. I did say hello to... No, Michelle. It was that's our standard thing.
I'm pretty sure you said hola, John P. Wintle.
Hola.
Hola. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, guys, this week with Comic-Con in town, or last week, we're going to be discussing dress-ups in relationships.
Ooh, hang on.
Oh, a bit of a sound effect there.
That was a live one.
That was lame as well.
Sorry.
We're also going to be talking about third parties in relationships and how they play an important part in your dating life, even though you may not think they do. So that could include things like pets.
Oh, yes, pets.
Family members.
Yep.
Roommates.
Ooh, complicated.
Yeah, awkward. So everyone, don't forget that if you'd like to request a song or help, we can't even say help John on his dating journey because, you know, he's not dating anymore.
But there is someone in the studio that really does need help. No, it's not Tanya. Stop looking at Tanya, Michelle. It's you.
Me? They can't help me. There's no help here.
I was feeling really down there for a second. No,
pick yourself back up, girl. So don't forget, you can SMS, so 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au or visit our Facebook page, which is...
So to go to our Facebook page, all you have to do is go to the brand spanking new Joy website at joy.org.au/singlelife. And you'll see the Like Us on Facebook link just opposite the picture of myself and MDK.
So, people, before we delve into the topics tonight, I want to talk about what's been going on in your worlds. We'll start with John. Keep it short.
Well,
snappy, my friend.
I know I've got only like about 30 seconds, so I'm just going to get cut right to the point. So things are going nice and rosily with me and Pete, who was in the studio last week for the episode transitioning from single to a relationship. Yeah, it's been good. We're planning a little escape away this weekend off to Daylesford. Actually.
Nice. Well, that's a great way to get to know each other a bit more intimately.
Yeah, it's obviously that's where they have the Chill Out Festival, which Joy did a simulcast for recently. So,
well, you might not be in a relationship after this weekend, after he spends a bit of time with you, finds out your dirty habits.
Oh, you mean once he digs past the surface, he might, you know, think that... You know,
might no longer be interested.
I am a highly annoying person, I suppose, in some ways.
It's only for a couple of days, so you'll survive. A
couple of days. I'll hold it all in and then, you know, once he's out of visual range, I'll just let it all go.
Okay, perfect. You're still in that trying to behave phase.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
No fighting in front of each other.
Oh, no, we've already done that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to Europe, then I'd be worried, but it's just Daylesford.
Yeah. Well,
he's going to Europe, but not with Pete.
Not with Pete.
Yeah, I'd be worried too what he's going to get up to in Europe.
I'm a bit worried about what you're going to get up to Mykonos.
Oh, yeah. Mykonos, Santorini, Eos.
A little bird told me that you're happily single until you make your way over to that part of Europe.
Oh, well,
true or false?
Know. Oh, very true.
Into
very,
the microphone, come on.
Very much happily single.
Yes, that's right.
You better prepare the Greek boys. She's, she's coming.
Watch out, Greece. August 2 to September 2nd. Mm. Love it.
Putting it out there.
Anyway, so what have you been up to, Tanya? It's been a while since we saw you in your selfie rampage. You're never going to live that down.
We're not going to go back on that.
Best ever. I've never seen such a good example of selfies ever, Tanya.
For people that haven't witnessed it, why not visit our Facebook page where you can see all those 15 selfies.
You can see the 15 selfies where only 4 were supposed to be uploaded.
Of course, if you want to hear Michelle DeClercq's original reaction to said selfies, you can actually check out our podcast. So never fear, you can access most of our shows at joy.org.au/singlelife. There's heaps of information on how to pick up that person of your dreams.
And take a selfie.
And to take a selfie.
I haven't taken a selfie since that day.
You've been scarred.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just not vain like John. Yeah. Who takes them on the toilet.
I agree.
No, it's in the lift. I like to do it in the lift.
Okay.
So what have you been up to?
back to me.
back to the topic at hand.
Well, look, I've still been going at the internet dating.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not furiously, but enough to give you some exciting stories of my misfortune.
Oh, okay. Talk to us. What's been happening? So, doesn't sound successful, but...
Well, no, I've been holding back a bit and not caring as much, so it's just kind of been an interesting journey. I think the most interesting thing was I was catfished.
Okay, stop. Yeah. What is catfishing?
Well, hold up.
What is the catfish?
Hold up.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, it's basically when someone's on the internet pretending to either be something they're not or someone else, or they're pretending to be interested for a very long time and then all of a sudden they disappear right when you're about to make a date or something.
So could it be someone who's created a fake profile online?
Yeah, it can be a fake, or they use a fake picture of
an amazing supermodel person. Okay, and clearly they're not.
Yeah, so they work on the personality side and they get you to sort of, I suppose, get interested or fall for them, and then you make a date and they sound really keen and then all of a sudden they just disappear. And in this case, it was a bit different. They turned out to be thousands of miles away, and I didn't work it out until the last minute when I looked at it's got a GPS on the female Grindr thing, so... Yeah, I found out they were probably over in, I don't know, India or something.
So you arranged to meet up for a coffee and they were not that keen. Coming on over. Sorry. Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, poor Tanya.
Apparently, yeah, well, they say they live on Victoria Street or something, but it's really...
Victoria Street, Pakistan. Not Pakenham. Okay. Yeah. That was a fail.
That was interesting.
Why would people do that, though? Why would people set up fake profiles?
I don't know.
Or catfish someone.
Well, it's another thing. Me being a bit of an IT geek, I know that there's this thing out there called phishing with a PH, where people actually actively go out, pretend to be someone they're not to try and obtain your personal information. So, yeah.
What, like credit card details?
Isn't that more like fraud?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely
happen,
not legit.
That doesn't just happen in dating.
This is playing with someone's heart, not with their bank accounts, really.
So. Love it.
Sometimes they're attached.
John's like, no, that's not as bad. As long as I don't touch my money, it's fine. It's fine.
They can break my heart, but as long as they don't have my money.
Okay.
We know why John's been so single for so long.
Hang on, aren't we the single ones?
I know now. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
What else has been going on apart from you being catfished?
Well, I sort of put the female Grindr to the test at a bar where I've been to girl bars before and it doesn't seem to work. No one seems to message me and say, hey, clearly you're here, let's meet up.
Yeah.
But this time I went to a boy bar. A gay man bar. And all of a sudden I get a message from this girl and it's like, there's no competition because we're the only two girls in the building. And we were about to meet up on the dance floor and then I got this annoying, my friend was sick so I had to leave text.
What?
Yeah, but we basically looked at each other on the dance floor and we're too chicken to make the first
move. Oh, come on. Come on.
So
we chatted each other up
virtually and then did nothing.
You were looking at each other, chatting up virtually. Oh, God, we've sunk to an all-time low.
In a bar.
Oh, no. I'm too depressed to even move on. I think we should hear a song to brighten the mood.
Welcome to the gay world.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. I am JPW and this is my co-host,
Michelle de Klerk.
And special guest,
Tanya.
And tonight we are just talking about catching up about what Tanya and myself have been up to this week.
Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hello there, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
Oh. And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Thanks, Judith, for welcoming us back.
I think she's your idol, to be honest.
Oh, no, she's not.
Doppelganger. Not in looks, in voice.
Yeah, but the voice is kind of the same, I think. There's a bit of Judith definitely being channeled through you, Michelle de Klerk.
There's a bit of Judith in me. Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of Judith in all of us.
Oh, that's disgusting. I think I need to leave the studio now.
So do I. Back onto the topic.
Oh, the inappropriateness.
So Comic-Con was in town during the week, and it just made me think. I saw a few people walking around town in their costumes. I myself would be embarrassed to do so, but clearly they're not. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been in a relationship where someone, or just seeing someone where they wanted to dress up, play dress up?
Not a relationship, but I have in several of my encounters been made to dress in certain things.
Like, what are we talking about?
Oh, like a jock strap once. So it was a jock strap.
Really? But cosplay? It's just wearing your underwear.
It was like wearing underwear.
That is wearing underwear.
And it was kind of lame because it wasn't even my underwear, so it didn't fit me properly.
God, that was just gross.
I don't know.
We've moved on.
What about you? Michelle, are you a costume person?
No, not into the costumes in any way, shape or form.
Okay, well, my ex was into dressing up a bit. It's good when you go to a costume party because it's sort of like a conversation starter. Like, oh, what are you? You know, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't tell what somebody is.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of like when you, they need to wear a label, kind of saying what they are because their costume's that lame.
I'm dressed up as a nurse. What, you can't tell?
The worst one I ever went to was I went to a linguistics dress up party and you had to dress as like something like Cockney slang, which is quite difficult.
What?
Yeah.
That's a language, not a costume.
So that was hard. I just went as myself to that one.
Mm-hmm. You could have gone as a pork pie or something, I suppose.
Yeah, like a pork pie frog and toad. Draw a picture of a frog. Or
frog in the pond, you know what you mean?
No, frog and toad hit the road.
Oh, no? Okay.
Okay,
that's
never
mind. Yeah,
it's just gone over my head.
I don't get that.
Yes, well,
dress-up parties would be cool, though, because you can kind of hide behind the costumes. Yeah. I guess that's kind of why people do dress up, because they're hiding behind something and it can help them bring out their inhibitions, I guess.
I wonder what exactly they're hiding, though. Is that too deep? That's probably a bit too deep for 11:22 at night, isn't it?
Too deep for me.
You're right. Some people probably just want to escape for the night, so they dress up as a serial killer or something. Ridiculous.
Well, they're a bit shy, so they put on a different persona, and putting that costume on can give them a bit more added confidence, I guess.
Alter ego.
Yeah, definitely.
True. But there's also, like, if you want to go deeper, there's also sexual role plays where people dress up and play a role. So, you know, they're wearing a costume. It's not always a naughty costume. Sometimes it's just, like, for instance, my ex liked to do the whole teacher-student thing. And
were you the teacher or the student?
I was the teacher. And it felt really wrong. And I was like, you're 18, okay? You're not younger than 18. and I just felt a bit weird being a sleazy teacher, but oh well.
You didn't get into that character.
It was hard.
If we all had to dress up as something, what would we all be? John, go.
I'd be a grizzly bear.
Okay.
Probably Batman.
Batman.
No, you mean Batwoman.
No, I mean Batman.
I was actually talking to a good friend of mine before who told me that Batwoman is actually an out and proud lesbian.
But there is no Batwoman.
No, there is a Batwoman.
Okay.
So I did find that out the other day.
Not in the mainstream. I don't know where she hides. Or is she in just comics?
Well, you know, she's in comics. And it's not just, you know, the 60s camp Batman or the Batman and Catwoman. There's other places you can go for these characters.
Okay. They're running out of ideas.
Yeah, they are running out of ideas. Like Superman as well. I think that storyline's a bit clapped out, to be honest. So,
well, they had, well, they've always had Wonder Woman, so...
Wonder Woman. Now, that is a great costume.
With the hitched up pants to the armpits.
And the lasso of truth.
I'd be Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I could imagine, because you always do seem to be in a hurry, MDK. You're like one of those high energy, very busy kind of people. And I could just imagine you doing one of those classic Wonder Woman change routines where you spin around and then you're in a new outfit.
It's funny you should say that. I did that the other week, actually, in a bathroom at a bar.
Goodness.
Made a quick change. Shocked everyone when I walked out in a different outfit.
You must have, like, clothes in your bedroom, like, up on the ceiling fan and stuff.
Well, I take clothes with me everywhere. I've got spare clothes in my bag when I go out, just in case. Who knows what will happen?
Just in case, like, for example, you might get a date, I suppose.
Potentially, or just in case someone says, hey, do you want to come out for a drink? And I'm like, I don't want to be in my sweaty clothes. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or just in case. You got to be prepared for any situation or any social occasion.
So stay out of the phone boxes because Michelle might need to get changed. Yeah.
Maybe to do it on the street. The
Michelle.
Hey, do you guys classify a onesie as a dress up, or is that just in our normal part of society? A onesie is just bedtime attire or a way of life.
I think it's a costume if you're not wearing it for its purpose.
Okay.
So if you're not wearing a onesie to bed,
then
it's a costume. Don't you think?
Definitely a costume. I mean, when you walk down the street and you see some giant Pikachu, I mean, it's not normal.
So. Pikachu? Can you get Pikachu onesies?
Yeah,
okay. I never knew that.
You know, cows, chickens, lions,
well,
tigers.
The pin-up boy of onesies, Frank, messaged in saying, ooh la la, I love onesie dress-ups.
Of course. Frank loves the onesies.
Frank, we love you too.
Yeah, we love you, Frank.
Does he live in his onesie?
See the hesitation.
We may have to check that in our next song break because I'm not clear.
Frank, let us know. SMS in 0427JOY949 or send us an email honor@joy.org.au. And anyone out there, if you've got a comment on a onesie, is it a dress up? Please send us your feedback.
And for goodness sakes, you should also get onto our Facebook page and like us. All you need to do to get to there is go to the brand spanking new Joy website, joy.org.au/singlelife, and click the like us on Facebook link. Make sure you do hit that like button, though. Very important, because you'll get some very important updates that we post on Facebook throughout the week, Michelle.
Correct.
She's busy getting changed into her other outfit.
Yeah, she's just changing into a Wonder Woman outfit.
I've got things to do. Okay.
Doing onesies.
I have things to do.
So, John, what's coming up next?
Well, we probably will carry on chatting about dress-ups after this break that's coming up right now. You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about costumes and dressing up. Mm. We've had quite a few emails and SMSs in. So we've had Frank SMS in saying, oh, definitely onesies is my party outfit.
Oh, yes. Hello, Frank.
Party on your rear. Okay. Ooh. Thanks, Frank.
So got the trapdoor.
She's the back.
Remember how onesies used to have it in the 80s, a trapdoor?
Oh, yes.
They still do, don't they?
Frank actually was showing us on our last, on the show that Frank was in, his trapdoor.
Oh, how good of him. His trapdoor.
It's definitely eye-opening. We've had Simeon. Simeon sent in an SMS. This one's to Tanya. Tanya, have you ever just gone up to someone and spoken to them without using an app at a club?
That's a very good question, Simeon.
I mean, come on. Come on. It's playing on everyone's mind. Isn't that the normal thing to do?
It's crazy. It's almost as if Simeon knows me. It's almost as if we've met. But No, I'm not sure if I have. I think I wait for them to come to me, and in which case they're waiting for me to go to them, so it never really happens.
Yeah, like you got to get out there, Tanya.
I'm out.
She's out there, but she's not talking to anyone.
I just think, what's the worst possible thing that could happen? Like someone will just say no.
Yeah,
you may as
and
well
then
just
I'll feel bad. So.
We need to go back to lesson one about the pickup lines.
Well, confidence too. I think, you know, a little bit of a confidence boost for Tanya.
I don't know. Sometimes there's nothing you can do when someone's shy. There's just no way around it.
Alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Alcohol.
Courage.
Even alcohol can't do the trick sometimes. It just has to be, I suppose, the right person, the right time.
Yeah, it's got you. Maybe you're in the wrong environment to feel comfortable enough to walk up to the nice ladies.
We only have like one environment to go to. So
do you think it's a bit weird though that you both know that you're in the room? You've both made contact via your phones and you've clocked each other visually.
Hang on, hold up. Clocked. What does that mean?
Because when you've seen each other.
Oh, okay.
You mean like cruising?
Because when I hear clocked, that sounds like you've punched someone or something.
No, no.
Hey, just cruising someone.
You've seen them.
A lot of eyes going on. You've made eye contact.
You're squeezing each other's fruit just to make sure it's appropriate, I suppose.
That's an interesting
way of putting
it. Sizing
each other up.
I would just say eye sex, but all right.
Yeah sure.
Eye sex.
Both of those I wouldn't have said either, but you know.
You can go with fruit and vegetables or eye sex.
All acceptable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I don't know. All I can say is if I'm sort of like the dude in the relationship, they're waiting for me to go
over. Yeah, and it's just not happening. All right.
So,
John, you need to go out with Tanya and be the wing person.
I'm a very good wingman, actually. Right. I do all the work. It's like you just sit there, do nothing, Tan, and I will bring them to you. You will love it.
I feel a challenge coming up.
I could see a very fun challenge coming up, actually.
I don't know. How's your taste, John?
You know what? I always go for the really pretty girls. Like, look at MDK. Okay. I mean, come on.
She's straight, but good try.
Good luck with this challenge.
That's a bad start. Not a good start.
So how about we do that? We send you both out during the week.
Mm-hmm. I wonder where we'll go. The only bar that we have.
Does it have to be a bar? Because
you're not going to pick up at a bingo night. Like,
well,
you know, you can pick up in the supermarket.
Yep.
We won't tell you where John met Pete. So, you know, you can meet anyone anyway.
Yeah. I think you have mentioned where John met Pete.
I think we might have, but I'm hoping no one remembers.
Okay, moving along.
I don't know. I think only straight people can pick up in supermarkets and petrol stations.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. You go down to Coles Paran.
Mm. That's a little bit.
Coles Paran.
It's too specific. Okay. Sure.
But there are heaps of ways that you could meet people that are an alternative to the, you know, the regular grind of a bar. I refuse to believe that that's the only solution that's out there. Like reading in the back of our community papers, there's heaps of options out there of where you can get out and meet people with like interests to go hang out with them.
You're talking about those ads at the back of the paper.
I'm talking about.
I'm not sure they're looking for a long term.
Tanya, what do you like doing apart from taking selfies and hats on? Because you need to go where your interests lie.
Oh, not really, because I don't want to go out with me. You know what I mean? Like, I like sports. I like sports and stuff, but that doesn't mean I'm interested in, say, sporty girls or anything. I actually like really girly girls, so that's why it's hard for me to tell at Coles Paran who's gay and who's not, because they all look like straight girls. So
okay.
Well, you two are going to go out during the week and John, pick two venues and go out and do it.
I think we might have some gaydar issues here as well. I think Tanya's gaydar may be a little bit out. Which is a problem.
I don't know, John. If you saw a girl that looked like Michelle, you wouldn't know if she was gay or not. You'd have no idea, really.
Yeah.
I think John might have issues as well, so this is going to be interesting.
It'll be like the blind leading the blind.
And another thing you can do is why don't you set Tanya up on a blind date?
Oh,
this is going to be fun.
No.
Did we try that
already? We did try that. It didn't work.
When you set me up with my friend. Awkward.
Thank God. So that's what happens when you put me in charge of these things.
Thank God I typed their name into WhatsApp first.
Oh, no. Sorry. But we're on a winner there.
Yeah, I got a winner.
John got a winner.
Mm. Yeah, who dumped him on air.
Dumped me on air.
That's okay.
Awkward.
So how about...
Very awkward.
Have either of you ever been in a relationship with someone or been out with someone who wants to reenact a moment in time? That's another thing that I've heard about that I do, can happen.
I'm actually a little OC, and I actually do that. Whoa. I've got this thing in my head.
We weren't expecting this.
Yeah, I've got this thing in my head where if I have a good memory, then I do always try and reenact it in a little bit.
The same scene over and over and over
Pretty
again.
Pretty much. It's like someone's put a scratch in my DVD and I'm just going through the same 3 seconds over and over again.
Three seconds.
I like reliving it in my mind, mm-hmm. but you've got to be on the same page with someone else who actually wants to reenact it with you. Yeah. You can't do it by yourself.
Mm. Oh, with the same, sorry, with the same person. I'm not saying recycling the idea. Sorry, I was not clear on that.
Bring a new partner into the, hey, you want to reenact this situation that happened with my ex?
Oh, I love it.
Boy. Well, I actually had an ex who did want to reenact moments like before we got together where there was all that tension and it was still kind of exciting because it hadn't happened yet. So we would reenact the, you know, sort of waiting for somebody to make a move and it not happening. And obviously it eventually happened, but
it was kind of not happening. I'm
single. What can I say?
Describe tension. What does that mean exactly?
Well, sexual tension. Because you haven't done anything yet, but you want to.
Why?
Why is there sexual tension?
Because
we
haven't had sex yet. So there's tension about making it happen.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, I just thought it would just happen. It's definitely
with
different.
John, if he sees someone who's got the animal instinct, he goes and jumps on them.
We're going to have to get onto Wikipedia.
Oh, come on. I'm not that bad.
Boys don't think, they just do.
Yeah, boys do and then think later.
Okay.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, they do, and then they hit Wikipedia to work out what sexual tension is.
John's got a few things to research later on.
Talking about like this reenactment, you know, of things that you love. What about like events that you love? What about like, you know, we're talking about reenactment with other people, which I've never done. I will absolutely deny that. Mm. But what about third parties? What's going on there?
Yeah, when you have third parties that are in your relationships, like housemates,
friends
that are influencing
family.
Do you know what? I am affected. I have some very high energy roommate, and a high energy plethora of friends that I need to kind of all tone down so that it doesn't kind of make it all messy in my current relationship. So,
but Pete gets along with all your friends, though, doesn't he?
He does. But then it gets to the point where it's like, right, I need some JPW time and nobody else.
Yeah. And that would be hard. What do your friends say? Are they like, no, we want to hang out too?
Pretty much. They're like,
we're a group.
And they're all like posting to each other on Facebook and it's all a bit much. But I think it's really important to try and keep, you know, a little bit of division between your friends and roommates, you know, because you don't want the, you know, the new love to end up being just like a friend or a roommate. You want to keep it separate.
But some people listen too much to their friends or their families rather than what they want. Mm. Like, they let it influence them. Like, I have a friend who's of high financial status whose family pressure them to also go out with someone who's got a big bank balance. Mm, yeah. And they, that's kind of, that messes with someone's head because one minute they know, oh, I like this person, I like this kind of, I have this broad taste, and then they've got the other side of their brain going, no, you have to go for a rich person. So they get confused, they actually confuse themselves about who they're going to go for.
Okay.
Makes it all confusing when there's outside people involved. So
summarize that
in 30 seconds. No one can.
Roommates are annoying. There you go.
Well, we can come back to that in a moment.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where you're joined by myself, Michelle de Klerk, John Wintle and Tanya. And we're talking about how third parties can affect relationships.
Mm.
So I know that religion... I know, Tanya, you're talking about money and how if someone's not of financial status, their parents are like, oh, well, you shouldn't be going out with that person.
Yeah, it's got to be a doctor or a dentist.
Yeah, one of those. What about religion? Religion or also nationality? I've been out with lots of people that have sort of their parents have said, no, you should not be going out with that girl because she's Australian and I want you to go out with someone who's of your own nationality.
Okay. Is that religion or
no, like
ethnicity?
Ethnicity.
Mm. Isn't it only really in certain cultures like Chinese or...
Oh, no way. European as well. The European parents want their children to, you know, bear with someone from their nationality.
Oh, you mean like Greek. Mm. Yeah. Keep the culture
Greek,
in the family.
Italian, Russian, you know, you name it.
And that is definitely a third party that could interfere in dating as well. The overbearing parents.
Yeah.
Imagine this, the love-crossed or star-crossed lovers going out on dates and meeting each other only for one to drive the other home to meet up with the parents who are waiting at the door, furious that their child has missed curfew. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I was drowning there for a minute.
I just think it's racism, like, by not saying you can't go out with someone who's of a different culture.
But I think they don't necessarily have to say it, but it's their actions as well that definitely show it when you go around to
the disappointed looks.
The ignoring, the not speaking, talking in their own language, things like that. You just pick up on the hints.
Yeah.
What about pets? People dating other people and their pets are not liking them. Maybe their pets are, like, if they've got a dog, the dog's biting their leg, barking at them, the cat's peeing on them, scratching at the door.
John has an interesting story.
I do have a story. So one of my exes, we were kind of engaged in a love-making session, and our pet cat was absolutely obsessed with me and could not bear to be away from me for any period of time. So while we were kind of going for it, the cat decided it wanted to get involved and sat on me. It actually hopped up on me.
It's not pleasant.
Which is a little unsavory when you've got like a pet that wants to kind of get in on the action, so to speak.
Talk about hair in the mouth.
I also had this roommate once who had this really freaky, or not freaky, but he had this pet, which is a pet snake. And to me, I'm actually quite scared of snakes, and a lot of people I think are, because I'd bring home dates back to our place and other people would get a fright. And of course after the fright there would be fascination, so there was a whole feeding thing and giving him mice.
Was the snake locked up or was it just loose
roaming around the lounge room? Well, take a seat with my pet snake.
It would usually just go into its tank to sleep and to hang out there, but then it would get brought out for fun.
Okay.
So it would, kind of wrap itself around you.
Okay, Brittany.
We're about.
Try and strangle you, and I was always afraid of getting bitten. Mm. And I think, in good sense, like these things have teeth.
Not while you're in the bedroom.
Mm. So
I think I'd draw the line at spiders.
That's kind of a pet that you'd have to negotiate, I think.
Cockroach.
You wouldn't want to say... You wouldn't want to bring someone back to your place. It's been an awesome day. Come back, for a little bit of a cuddle afterwards. And then the next morning they wake up and they're face-to-face with, like, a python.
Fangs.
So what's that in my back? Oh, that is a real snake. Oh, yeah. That's...
Goodness.
What about flatmates who bring home multiple partners all the time? Do you guys find that? Have you ever encountered that? A revolving door of partners?
Well, it depends on who it is. If, they're good looking, then,
they can bring around whoever.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to say that either.
That noise means it's time for...
It's time for...
Nothing.
We've got some emails.
Yes. Let's check our emails.
So we've got an SMS from Pete. It says, evening folks, Pete here. Yes, the Pete. Oh, he's giving himself a title. The Pete. Another great show. Fun topics. Tanya, just get in there. Don't be shy.
Oh, okay.
Take that advice. Thanks for that. I think she's being shy about that one. We also had a message from Scotty. Hey, guys, who's up for a cocktail?
Who do you want, Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty.
You can't have all of us.
He's telling us a bar in Brunswick and to come on down.
There's only two people in this room who want a man.
I'll have a mocktail.
I'm out, Scotty.
I'll have a mocktail if it's on offer. But you have to pay,
Scotty. Offering a cocktail.
Okay.
Scotty.
Not good enough.
Not interested.
Better be a double.
Scotty, tell us who's there as well. We want to know these details.
Any girls, Scotty.
Scotty. Details, please.
Beam her up.
Who else? That's all.
No more from
Simeon.
Oh, it was good to hear from Pete anyway.
Simeon, you scared Simeon off. Tanya. Yeah, well, it's good to hear from everyone that's messaged in.
Scared off my number one fan first time back. That's unfortunate. But
so when you were talking about the revolving door of dating, MDK, is this from experience? Well, have you had experiences?
Oh, lots of times. One, I guess the time that springs to mind when I was looking for a share house to live in, I went to this share house and the guy was very upfront and he said, so are you quite open to me bringing home different partners, probably about three a week?
Like different
three
ones?
Different people a week. And I was like,
yeah. I'm fine with it, but you're a bit of a...
Yeah, what's going on? Well, he said that he was in that frame of mind, not in the relationship frame of mind, just got out of a relationship, just wanted to just go out and run amok.
Who's out on a Wednesday then?
Look, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, look, I'm fine for people to do that. Not going to judge, but just not in my house. I don't want to be around that. Waking up and then
and
going
robbed.
To the... Yeah, everything's gone. Oh, gosh. Or waking up and there's someone else new in the lounge room you have to make idle conversation with. I just can't be bothered.
Maybe if they occasionally took them to... If they went... Your housemate went to the other person's house.
Or, oh, that'd be fine.
That'd be fine. Or
more than happy for that. Yeah. I just don't want to be woken up at 3 a.m. with the moans and groans.
I think you're being a little bit prudish there, MDK.
No, I'm more than happy for them to do that, but just don't involve me in it. Like, I don't want to have to make idle conversation with three different people.
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay.
And have them in my space.
I'm fine with other people if they want to be a bit of a, you know,
go for it,
but not if I'm seeing them, no.
And not if it's interrupting my sleep patterns and my life. I can't cope with that.
Michelle's going to move out.
Yeah, I would be moving out. Look, that's happened in quite a few houses. So, well, guys, I think we've come to the end of the show.
Yeah, we've run out of time.
We've covered
enough.
A lot of stuff today. Tanya, thanks for coming in.
It's all right.
It's always a pleasure.
John and I are going to be busy this week with our challenge.
Well, yeah, you've got a lot to do. I'd say, John, you need to get working on this tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got a lot to do. We're going to try to achieve something that's never been achieved before.
This is Tanya we're talking about.
Breaking ground.
Look, I'll be honest. When I first started this show with John, I thought he was a lost cause. Look at him now.
Are you going to say that about me?
Well.
Look, let me point out the obvious, MDK. You're still single. I'm just saying.
I'm happily single, though. Very happily
Action
single.
Action talks and something walks.
Something walks.
And bullshit.
Well, are you happy to be single, Tanya?
Not happy. It's always nice to have something going on.
So. Yeah, okay. So we're getting her out there.
I need to define this something and get back to the show, I think.
Well, I think that you need to just get out during the week and just sort it out.
Okay.
Well, we've had fun discussing dress-ups. We've had fun discussing third parties in relationships,
ooh. Pets,
the pet thing,
onesies.
The parents,
it's been
onesies.
Fantastic. So I can't wait to catch up next week and find out all about Tanya and your dating.
Fail.
See you all next Tuesday.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.